Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A common practice in the Midwest is grazing cattle on corn residue. Extension beef educator Lindsay Wachter-Mead says it's a good practice, but there are certain health conditions that could arise, and ranchers need to take that into consideration.
The first one that I discuss is acidosis. So we know that acidosis is defined as basically a grain overload. If the cattle are out on the corn stalks specifically, that would be if we have too much dropped corn that's out there. But what happens is really a change in the way that the rumen microbes digest that corn. So the technical definition, I guess, of acidosis doesn't even necessarily have to be grain. It can be any sort of high amounts of fermentable carbohydrates. So even like when I'm reading through some of my research on writing this, there were some authors that were discussing issues of acidosis in feeding bakery products, to cattle. So it's just anything with high carbohydrates that the body's trying to digest. So when they eat that, specifically in this case, the corn, those rumen microbes will start to ferment the carbohydrate that's found in the corn. And what that does is it leads to this increase in a product called lactate. And lactate can do a lot of negative things to an animal. When the lactate production increases more than can be absorbed, then that rumen pH, so just the acidic or the basic amount that the rumen is at, will actually drop down below a normal range. And so normal range of a rumen, it is an acidic environment. So it's normally around 5.6 to 6.9 pH. But when the lactate production increases from those microbes digesting it, it will actually drop down to 5.2 or below. And so that would be the clinical definition of acidosis, is when the pH is below that 5.2. So then this kind of starts this cascade event of negative signs in the animal. The acidic environment will actually start to damage the rumen lining. The epithelium is what that's called. And once that becomes damaged, that can actually lead to an increase of proliferation of some bacteria and yeast and fungus that really, really thrive in that low acidic environment, or high acidic, low pH environment. So then you can start to see some issues like an overgrowth of yeast infection in the rumen. You can actually create some bacteria that can potentially proliferate and grow, and that can actually get into the bloodstream and then get into circulation. And we start to see things such as liver abscesses. We might have some venal cable, basically just a vein, like a thrombus or a blood clot can be formed off of that. But all of this damage will definitely affect the blood volume, and which also talks about hydration of the animal. So there's a difference in the way that the animal stays hydrated, and where the water kind of goes back and forth across the bloodstream from the rumen, and it will actually lead to dehydration. So you start to see clinical signs, like you'll notice diarrhea, they'll be dehydrated, sunk eyes, really depressed, probably go off of feed. The other part of it is that it can actually, because it's affecting the blood volume and the way that we have blood flow to exterior extremities, so such as your feet, that's where you start to see that laminitis, because it will actually start some change in the blood vessel makeup that goes down to the hoof wall. And so then that's when we start to see those cattle that are really sore, long-term effects such as abortions also, because if we're thinking about the uterus being a big organ that needs a lot of blood flow, if we are not getting enough blood flow to that uterus, then that will start to lead to, issues with just keeping a pregnancy. And so you will start to see some secondary long-term consequences such as abortions and laminitis.
Today's almanac was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.